Good afternoon again. Do you speak English? In the chamber, we are trying very hard to help the American businessman find out something about living and doing business in Japan. In a way, we're trying to do a little bit of what the Japanese do so very well. The Japanese are considered by some, and I'm one of them, to be the best informed businessmen in the world. In the case of business intelligence, the spy network of the Japanese business community is challenged by no one in the world. I was the other day reading a brochure by a very large trading company, and about a third of that brochure was describing the information network, the CIA network of this large trading company, and it was absolutely marvelous. Some people would say that the success of Japan in the business battle that is conducted in the world, that the success of Japan is not because of Japanese decision making, it's because of Japanese information gathering. And I'll talk about this later in my talk. This particular trading company had three information centers, one in London, one in New York, one in Tokyo, and these three centers are connected by satellite, and those three centers reach into all parts of the world, so that within 6 minutes, any particular location can find out detailed market report about any other location. And so far as I know, there's no American equivalent of that kind of information gathering. People have wondered why Japan has been so very successful. And Professor Gregory Clark has said that on the average, a Japanese businessman will know 10 times what his American counterpart will know. So his decisions are based on knowledge. And part of my job with the Chamber of Commerce is to help the Americans close the gap so that they can learn a little bit more about Japan. Recently, I'm sure you're aware that there are criticisms by Europeans of Japan saying that the Japanese are too aggressive. And one of the answers of this has been from the Japanese side, it's not that we're too aggressive, it's that you Europeans are not aggressive enough. You don't send your people over to Japan. You don't try to find out about Japan. You don't study Japan. Therefore, when you come to Japan, you have a hard time marketing because you don't know what you're talking about. Come here, and as a matter of fact, many government and business groups, mostly government groups in Japan right now, are trying to prepare information to help foreigners do business in Japan. I think it's a tremendous effort. I think it's a very wise move. Instead of raising restrictive practices, there's an attempt to help foreigners do their own homework. I think that's nice of the Japanese groups to do that, but I would also say it really should be up to the Germans and the French and the Americans and the Canadians to do their own homework. And as I say, that's part of my job. In doing our homework, we have to take a look at what Japan has been. That's why I called the talk this afternoon The Modern Samurai, because I share with Greg Clark, Professor Clark, the feeling that Japan has its roots very much in the past, and Japan still represents many of the values, the spirit.